KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, February 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Top 25 men's college basketball last night. Iowa would knock off a number 9 Nebraska 57-52. Also late last night, Arizona State beat number 13 Texas Tech 72-67. Number 1 Michigan, they rolled to a 91-80 win over number 7 Purdue. Elsewhere last night, the number 12 Florida picked up a 76-62 win over South Carolina. North Carolina State with the upset. They would blow out their rivals, number 16th ranked North Carolina, 82-58. Also number 22nd ranked Miami of Ohio stays undefeated. They beat Massachusetts 86-77. Miami improves to 26-0. They remain the only undefeated team in Division I men's basketball. In the Big Ten last night, number 15 Michigan State would blow out UCLA 82-59. While Ohio State would beat number 24 Wisconsin 86-69. The WNBA Players Association sent a counterproposal to the WNBA on Tuesday for a new collective bargaining agreement that included some concessions on revenue sharing and housing. The union is now asking for an average of 27.5% of the gross revenue, which is the revenue before expenses over the course of the CBA. That would include only 25% in the first year of the deal. In its previous offer, the union had been asking for an average of over 30%. Tony Clark has resigned as head of the Major League Baseball Players Association as a possible salary cap fight looms, a move made during a federal investigation of the union's finances. Clark's decision took place during an investigation by the U.S. attorney in Brooklyn, New York, into a licensing company founded by the union, also the NFL Players Association. A deputy executive director, Bruce Meyer, set to take over. He'll be the primary negotiator in baseball's upcoming labor talks, as he was during the 2021 and 2022 talks. The immediate future of Tiger Woods will be in the boardroom instead of the golf course. Tiger says he still won't rule out returning to the Masters in April. All he says is that playing the first major of the year, not off the table, but Tiger coming off a year in which he did not play a single tournament for the first time in his career. He had another surgery, disc replacement surgery, in October. Most of his time now occupied in the PGA Tour boardroom as he's the head of the committee reshaping the golf schedule. Also on hold is being the Ryder Cup captain. Wide receiver Mike Evans, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' all-time leading receiver, will play a 13th season in 2026, with his destination to be determined. His agent says Mike Evans does want to play next season. 2025 ended for Evans, who missed 10 games because of a broken collarbone and hamstring injury. He's currently 32 years old. Lakers center DeAndre Ayton was briefly detained yesterday while at an airport in the Bahamas on suspicion of being in possession of a very small amount of marijuana. Ayton, who's a native of the Bahamas, also has served as a member of the men's national team, was detained at an airport. The marijuana had been in somebody else's bag, and he was quickly released after a brief investigation. And former Denver Nuggets head coach Doug Moe has passed away at the age of 87 after a long battle with cancer. Moe's Denver Nuggets teams led the league in scoring for 5 straight seasons in the 1980s. He finished with 628 career wins over 15 seasons as an NBA head coach, including stops in San Antonio and Philadelphia. Doug Moe, he was named the NBA Coach of the Year in 1988. He passes away at the age of 87.